feeling empty all the time because you might have lost your most intimate friend, Lord Krishna. Oh, my brother Arjuna, I can think of no other reason for your becoming so dejected.
So they cannot tolerate separation from Krishna. This is the sign of Krishna devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I have no love for Krishna. So you have no love for Krishna, you are always crying for Krishna. And still he says, no love for Krishna. No, I am crying just to make you soul. Actually, I am not devotee of Krishna. Why? Because if I could have been a devotee of Krishna, how could I live without him? I am not tired still, that means I have love. This is the sign of love. That a lover cannot live for a moment without being associated with the beloved. This is sign of love. So this love can be appreciated only between Radha and Krishna, or between the gopis and Krishna, not otherwise. Actually, we do not know what is the meaning of love. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that When Radha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of Srimati Radha, Krishna, when he could not understand himself, Krishna is unlimited. He is so unlimited that Krishna himself cannot understand. That is unlimited. The unlimited cannot understand about his unlimitedness. Therefore, Krishna took the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, and that is the Chaitanya. The speaker is very nice. Krishna taking the ecstasy love of Radharani appears as the Chaitanya. See Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Mahayam. So by worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you simultaneously worship Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna is very difficult to worship. So when we are worshipping Radha Krishna, that is, Radha Krishna in his Narayan form, Lakshmi Narayan. In the beginning, we should worship Radha Krishna in the level of Lakshmi Narayan, with awe and veneration, very strictly following the rules and regulations. Otherwise, Radha Krishna in Vrindavan the devotees, they do not worship Krishna because he is God, but they worship Krishna. Not worship, it is Sarva worship. It is simply a love. It's like loving your lover. It does not mean worship. It is spontaneous, half business. So that is the Navam Purish. So, in law, we are not on the standard of the Vrindavan level. Still, if we do not feel separation of Krishna, then we must know that we are not still perfect devotee. Everyone feeling separation. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj could understand that Krishna is no longer the spirit. Therefore, he saw so many inauspicious symptoms. Now, when Arjuna came back, he was asking, why you are so morose? Have you done this? Have you done that? And now he is concluding, I think your so great moroseness is due to separation from Krishna as I was feeling. The first is Prasthasama. Prasthasama. This is superlative. As in English language, there is a positive compassion, a superlative. In English, asking, Prastha is positive, Prasthapara is comparative, and Prasthapama is superlative. Krishna is a principle, beloved in the superlative. What is principle? No. Principle na vidayana atmavandhu. Atmavandhu, suhi. In Sanskrit, there are different terms. Atmavandhu, Shruhi, Bandhu, Mitra, they all mean friends, but of different degrees. Different. Mitra means ordinary friends. As you have got, he is my friend, but that does not mean he is my intimate. So, the best friend is Shruhi. Shruhi means without any reason. If you think of somebody, how he is happy, that is called sweet. So, Vidayana Atmavandhu. Krishna was always thinking about your and then the relationship. Krishna says, Sarama Dvayam Mayam. As the devotee always think of Krishna. Similarly, Krishna also thinks of you. He thinks more. That is reciprocity. Vida Taman Bhutasanti, Tansati Yulama. If you think of Krishna 24 hours, Krishna will think of you 26 hours. Krishna is so bad. If you do some service, but Krishna will reward you 100 times. But people will not want. They think, what we can benefit by serving Krishna? Let us start my job. This is a misunderstanding. And our attempt is to have the dormant love of Krishna. Everyone has got love. The stock of love is there. But it is being misused. They do not know where to place that love. So that, because they do not know, therefore they are frustrated. Therefore they are frustrated. So, the consciousness movement is simply to educate people that you are loving. You are mad after a appropriate lover who cannot love you also. But that you cannot find out within this material world. That you will find out when you love Krishna. That is our Krishna consciousness. It is nothing very superfluous or concocted. Everyone can understand that I want to love somebody. But he is finding frustration because he does not love Krishna. This is only if you charge your loving spirit to Krishna, then you are full, you will fully Dinatma-sam-prasir-sup-prasidas. You are trying to peace of mind, to have peace of mind, full satisfaction. That full satisfaction can be achieved only when you learn how to love Krishna. This is the Sutra. Otherwise, it because you want to love and get satisfaction. That is completed when you come to the platform of loving Krishna. So these Pandavas, they are also on the level of loving Krishna. Everyone is on the platform, but it is the difference of degrees. The same love. Somebody is loving his family, somebody is loving his wife, somebody is loving his society or friendship, society, friendship, they say, divide. The ultimate point of love is when you come to Krishna. So we pumsan paro dharma. Dharma means duty. That is dharma. All the characteristics. Dharma doesn't mean the religious fanatics. No. That is not the Sanskrit meaning. Dharma means the real characteristics. And several kinds of strength. So the water is liquid. That is the eternal characteristic of water. When water becomes hard, that is not eternal characteristic of water. Water is by nature, liquid. Even when water becomes hard, that's like ice, the tendency is to become liquid again. Our real position, personal position is to love Krishna. But now we have become hard-hearted, not love Krishna. Just like water becomes hard, ice, on account of some circumstantial position. Temperature is very low, the water becomes hard. Similarly, if we do not love Krishna, then our heart should be harder and harder. Heart is there for love. But why you are so hard-hearted? Why you are so much hard-hearted that we kill another fellow being? Or another animal, you do not care for it. For my satisfaction of the tongue, because you have become hard hearted. Hard. On account of not being a lover of Krishna, we are all hard. Therefore, the whole world is unhappy. But if you desire, Prabhupada said, Krishna Samayana, Atha Hridayana, Atma Bandhuna. If you love Krishna, he is our real friend, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Sri Ramu Sarva Bhutana. So, when you actually become a devotee of Krishna, because Krishna's qualities are there within you, although in small quantity. So, you also become Sri Ram Sarvabhuta. Sri Ram Sarvabhuta means friend of all living entities. Sri Ram. What is the business of Vaishnava? Vaishnava business is to become compassionate with the persons who are suffering material. This is Vaishnava. So Vaishnava description is Vanchāpar Patal Pashtap Kripāsaṁ Vidhāyo Potitālāṁ Pāvanekho Vaishnava Vipo Namo Potitālāṁ Pāvanekho. Potita means fallen. All living entities being fallen in this material condition, they are all suffering. So Vaishnava sympathy is there. If actually there is any sympathizer for the fallen condition soul, he is a Vaishnava. He knows how, why they are suffering. Therefore he wants to give in the condition. My dear friend, you are suffering simply for forgetting your real love of Krishna. Therefore, yes. This is the message, Vaishnava's message. For this message, Krishna comes himself as the supreme law. He also says, Sarva-dharmān parityajyamānetam sat. Your loving propensity has been distributed in so many things. But you are not happy. Because if you don't love Krishna, whatever you do in the name of so-called love, you'll commit sinful lust. Disobedience. For example, if you are disobedient to the state laws, that means your all activities are sinful. You may call it, this is very nice, but that is not. Nature, because you are servant of Krishna, Jivain Swarupa Nitya Krishna Dham, your eternal position is to serve Krishna. So, without this knowledge, whatever service you are going to render, somebody else. And that is it. There is the same example. If you don't obey the state laws and you become a philanthropist, so I have seen in India, in India when there was independence, not only in India, in every country, there was independence movement. Many persons were hanged, condemned to death. But you are a great lover of the country. But on account of his intense feeling for loving his country, you are hanged. Because the law, he disobeys the government law. Just try to understand. Similarly, if we disobey the supreme government law, that is called dharma. Dharma means supreme government law. Dharma to sākṣāt bhagavatam. Dharma means, and what is that dharma? Like Krishna says, it is a very simple thing. Sarva-dharmān-parityajya-māmekam. The real religion is to surrender to Krishna, of God. That is really. Without that point, all religions that cheating. Dharma prujita hoitava pra Srimad Bhagavatam means cheating. There is no love of God. That is not simply some ritualistic formula. That is not religion. That's why the Hindus go as a ritualistic form to temple, the Muslims go to the mosque. All the Christians go to the church. But they have no love for God. Simple official. Because they have to stir themselves with some religious mark I'd love him, I'd love to see some Vrinda. That is only for fight. Because there is no love. If you are religious, that means you must be non-conscious. So if you are non-conscious, if I am conscious, why is the cause of fighting? So that's what that means. Therefore, such kind of leader is cheating. There is no love. The first thing is that we have to love Kapula. Savai Pumsan Paru Dharma, that is first class leader. Jesus is telling me follow. Jato bhakti la rokhati. If you know how to love, on rokhati. So when there is question of love, then the next question will be, whom shall I love? Therefore, Krishna's another name is anukhari. Anukhari means beyond your sense perception. Here we love something which is within the getting or within the jurisdiction of my sense perception. I love a girl or God. Or somebody, my country, my society, my dog, everything. But that is within the jurisdiction of your sense perception. But God is beyond your sense perception. And you experience the love. And that is religious. God is beyond sense perception. But if you love, although it is He is beyond your sense perception, then you realize God. Say one more thing, He is Yuvadu Khanusva. It's like we are worshipping a Radha Krishna. Those who are not Lava Radha Krishna, they will think that these foolish persons, they have brought a doll made of marble, and they have simply worshipped the child. Because he has no love. He has no love. Therefore, he cannot appreciate this worship of Krishna for want of love. And one who is lover of Krishna, that's like Kalyana Mahaprabhu, as soon as he enters the temple of the Lord, here is my love. He needs his respect. So, what is the difference between the that is the difference. A lover of God, he can see everywhere God is present. Premanjan Srita Bhakti Vidosa Neva. Santa Sadaiva Ridayesu Vidosa. If you have actually lover of God, then you will see God in every step. Every step. Then it's like Pallad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was being attacked by his father, he was looking over the pillar at the father for that his God might be there with his pillar. So he immediately said, if you have God in this pillar, yes, my son. Immediately, so, to keep the words of his devotee, God came up. So, appearance and disappearance of God is called the devotee. Paritrana sadhanam budhasa sutuskita. God comes for two reasons. To give protection to the devotee and to kill the demon. So for killing the demon, he does not require to come. He has got immense power simply by his indication. Any person can be killed. There is sufficient power to guard it. But he comes for his devotee. You know, his devotee is very much thankful. He is always seeking protection of the Supreme. So because the devotee will be satisfied by seeing him, therefore he comes. That is it. Without this, the world is always feeling separation just to give him relief in incarnation of God. Divine incarnation comes just to give relief to this world. other lands he has no business. There, in India, there is a class of Hindus. They also like a sect. They are known as Arya Samaj. The Arya Samaj's opinion is, why God should come? He's so great. Why is he come here? The incarnation they do not believe. The Muslims also they do not believe incarnation. They also place the same plea, why God should come? Why he should have come as a human being? But they do not know. Neither they can answer these questions. Why God should not come? They say that God cannot come. But if I put the question, why God cannot come? For example, if God is all powerful, why you are battling this power that he cannot come? What kind of God is? God is under your law or you are under God's law? So this is the difference between lover of God and the demons. The demons cannot think. They think that maybe there is some God. He must be formless. Because he has got the experience of this form, limited. So therefore Mahamadi Grahman says that when God comes, the impersonal, he takes the form of Maya. That is called Maya. They actually do not believe in God, impersonally. Sunnavaad. Nirvishesha Sunnavaad. Some of them are Nirvishesha. Yes, there may be God, but he has no form. And Mayavadi, both of them are Mayavadi, Sunnavaad. The Buddhist and the Shankarais. They do not believe. But we, Vaishnava, we know how the atheists are seated. Sarmahaya Suradvisham, Lord Buddha said, to cheat the atheists. The atheists do not believe in God. So Lord Buddha said, yes, you are right, there is no God. But he is just trying to hear me, but he is God. So this is cheating. We don't believe in God, but you believe in me. Yes, sir, I should believe. And we know that he is God. He is about Dita, Buddha, Sarira, Jaya, Jagati, Sarira. So sometimes cheating is required for the less intelligent class of man. But we are not cheating. We are very simple. Why should it change? Krishna says, Manvana Bhavaman Bhaktava Madhyadi Mahana Namaskuru. So, we say, please come here. Here is Krishna. And you simply think of him. Why is it needed? There is Radha Krishna, and if you daily see, naturally you will have impressions within your mind about Radha Krishna. So at any place, anywhere you can think of Radha Krishna, what is the one mana. He chants Hare Krishna. As soon as he chants Krishna, immediately he remembers the form of Krishna in the temple. Then you are hearing about Krishna, you remember about his quality, his activity, Nam Gunuru, Lila, Horikar Bhush. In this way, you can practice. What is the difficulty? This is the beginning of practice. Actually, Krishna is there. But because I have no eyes to see Krishna, I am thinking, here is why Krishna, he is a strong statue. But he does not know the stone is also Krishna. Don't be nice to Krishna. Why are you nice to Krishna? Happy nice to Krishna. Yeah, you're nice to Krishna. Without Krishna, there's not an existence. That's the devotee gets. Therefore, whenever he sees storming, he sees this. He sees that he was worshipping storm. But they are not worshipping storm, they are worshipping Krishna, because they know that there is nothing else except Krishna. Prema Janasi is a work for you, Lord. That's the area of truth. How you can say stone is not Krishna? Krishna says you have to understand Krishna. As Krishna says, the Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Pamela Purana Bhagavad, Pamela Bhagavad Gita, Vindami Prakriti Astana, their mind, I'm speaking, it is being recorded, and in replay, the same sound will come. And he'll know that here is our spiritual master. But I'm not there. This sound is now different from me. Vinna. Vinna means separate. But as soon as the record is played, everyone will know here is Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vedanta Shri. If you know, so that requires education. That Krishna, Srivan Mukhi, Jivaru, Swami, Masukhati. So, our process is very simple. Simply engage your tongue. Bring aside all other senses. The tongue is very strong. And tongue is our bitterest enemy. And tongue can be your most intimate friend. This tongue. Therefore, it also says that Sevanmukhi, he is you are. Just engage your tongue in the service of the Lord. And you will be very much. Now what we do with the tongue, and we talk about Krishna, we sing, chant about Krishna, we eat, rest, and eat Krishna Prasad. You understand? Any foolish person, any uneducated, or any position of life, you can use your tongue for this purpose. Don't eat anything which is not eaten by Krishna. Your tongue becomes your most intimate. And don't talk anything except Krishna. If you follow these two principles, Krishna is in your field. Thank you. Thank you.